This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Sharp, Two-Edged Sword, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And to the angel of the church of Pergamum write, the words of him who has the sharp, two-edged sword. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. The armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Revelation, as throughout the Bible, the two-edged sword is the Word of God. The key is that it issues from the mouth of the Lord Jesus. God does what he does by speaking. It's how he made the creation. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. It's how King Jesus will win the final victory. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. The battle of Armageddon won't be fought with planes and tanks. The Lord will simply speak, and every evil power will be overthrown. The book of Hebrews also compares God's word to a sharp sword, or perhaps we should say a scalpel, because it cuts open and lays bare the secrets of the heart. The Bible is an instrument of discernment. It can separate truth from falsehood, wheat from chaff, real from phony. If we approach Scripture humbly and openly, it will show us ourselves, what we truly are in God's sight. Sinners, yes, but loved and redeemed sinners, accepted in the beloved Son and precious to God. God's word doesn't just cut or diagnose, it also heals. I love the Roman officer in the Gospels who came to ask Jesus to heal his servant. Jesus offered to go with him, but the man said no. Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.